I don't have much to add to yesterday. I'm sure you got some questions, so I will take them.
Hey, when you look at the Denver receivers, are they good compliments? You know, it seems like Denver is the best guy. The guys.
Yeah, no, I think they both first of all, I don't think in terms of possession receivers, they all need to be possession receivers. That means they catch the ball. You know, Decker's done a nice job for him, and Thomas is very explosive, and I think they both play extremely well. They catch the ball outside, inside, and they've done a good job. They've done a really good job.
The difference that Adam Payton makes with his receivers, you know, the production goes up, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's with Payton running the offense, there's some synergy there that helps make, you know, good quarterbacks make everybody around them better. You know, I think I'm sure that can be said about Payton. You know, I've never really been around him, but just watching him play, the players around him play at a high level.
Sticking with that theme, is it also one of the reasons over the years that he's been one of the quarterbacks who suffered the fewest sacks? Is that part the offensive line and part him getting rid of?
Yeah, I think getting sacks and giving up sacks is a team thing, and they've been very well coordinated with what they do. And getting rid of the football.
I don't think Jordan Cameron was on that injury report Friday, did he?
Friday.
I mean, Sunday. Did he?
Yeah, he came in yesterday and wasn't feeling well, so then he didn't practice yesterday.
Does he have a concussion?
There you go. I knew you were going to ask me that. Just get it out. He came in yesterday, didn't feel well, and so we put him through the paces, and we're treating him as though he may have one.
Can you talk about the season that Joe Thomas has had? Week after week, he's facing these great pass rushers, and yeah. Just kind of add it all up.
Joe's played well this year. He played well last year, and from what I know of him, he's played well prior to me being here. So he's a pro. He's a very talented guy. He's outstanding in pass protection, and he's a good run blocker. I mean, he's what you're looking for in a left tackle in this league.
Pat, how are the opportunities with Deshaun Gibson and Craig Robertson this week? Next man up, but the opportunity for young players. Is, how good do you feel about them in terms of not having to take more reps against this type of offense?
No, I feel real good about their. I feel good about Gibson. He's done a very nice job for us in there. He communicates well. He's a good athlete. We've seen him intercept passes, and he does all the things you need from a safety, and I'm looking forward to him having a good game.
You know about him when Deshaun got here, and what qualities about him did you kept him on this team?
All the things that I just mentioned make him a guy that was worthy of making the team. We knew quite a bit about him. We brought him in, of course, because we liked him. But then once they're here, you got to see him do it in training camp. And he showed us the things we thought, you know, he is what, you know, we thought he was, so to speak. And he's done well. He's done well. It's not an easy position to play, safety, because you get involved tackling. But as soon as you get too involved, they throw something over your head. And so there needs to be some instincts there, and he showed us that he has those.
A lot of times younger or older cornerbacks will switch to safety. He's one of those guys that he switched in the middle of his senior year to safety. Is that an easy transition, even in college, and to come into the pros?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, when guys go to college, there's a lot of players that go to college and end up playing a different position than what they went there as freshmen. And so I'm sure that was a normal transition for him. There's a different skill set, really a very different skill set for a guy that plays safety than, of course, a guy that plays corner. And, you know, we feel like he's got a chance to be a good safety in this league.
With Jordan Cameron possibly down, does that open the door for Alex Smith to play some tight end again?
Alex Smith is a tight end. We just happen to play him at fullback. But we'll have another guy ready to go, possibly Smelly, who's active.
Pat, speaking of that, no question in the red zone you got the boost
with Trent in the run game, being able to run the football in the end zone.
Right.
How would you...
A really good boost, quite frankly. I'm glad you asked that question, because everybody's been very critical of Trent. The last time I checked, he's got the second most rushing touchdowns of anybody in the league, only behind Adrian Peterson. But that's a good question.
There's no question that that's, he had four rushing touchdowns
sure.
all last year.
Sure.
You got a big boost there. I wanted to ask you, how do you feel, though, about throwing the football in the end zone, in the red zone, when everything constricts?
Right.
Have you gotten the ball to Gordon Little and Jordan Cameron maybe as much as you wanted to as this thing played out
sure.
in the red zone?
Well, I think you'd like, we'd like to just score more touchdowns, period. But I think we've gotten in there close, where if you remember last year, we didn't get them in, in situation we felt like it was important to run the ball. This year we have. And so at the end of the day, you want to add up the total touchdowns and score more points than the opponent. What Trent gives us is he gets in the end zone. And I think that's important. And so that's why he gets his touches. And then you're always looking to score more. It's important you get the ball to your guys. You got to be able to establish some kind of balance, whatever we want to call it, running and passing.
When you look at the pass rushers Denver has, then their second half stats, they have a crazy differential in the second half. Do you stress to your guys how important it is to get off to a good start so you're not trying to come back against that?
Yeah, I think we've got to play well first snap to last, and we got to make sure when we have opportunities to score points, we do it. You know, I think they've scored more than 30 points in 9 or 10 games this year. So that's a pretty explosive offense. And so when we get our opportunities, we got to make sure we make them count.
And Phil Taylor, has it been a little bit of a pleasant surprise that he was able to rebound from his injury immediately and contribute as well as he has right from the start after the quarterback?
Yeah, I'm glad. You know, I'm glad Phil's back. You know, and I think he's. He's playing better than he did last year, you know, and it's unfortunate that he had to miss half the year with that injury, but he's back going and playing well.